राम राम हरे हरे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So this morning we read from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 25, titled The Characteristics of King Puranjana, text number 38. Kamnum Tvadanyam Ramaye Yaratigyam Akovidam Asamparaya Abhimukham Aswastanavidam Pashum. Kamna Tvadanyam Ramaye Yaratigyamakovidam Asamparaya Abhimukham Aswastanavidam Pashum. Kamna Tvadanyam Ramaye Yaratigyamakovidam Asamparaya Abhimukham Aswastanavidam Pashum. Kamna Tvadanyam Ramaye Yaratigyamakovidam Asamparaya Abhimukham Aswastanavidam Pashum. Please chant. Come unto whom? Know then twat than you anyam other ramaye I shall allow to enjoy. He suddenly aratigyam without knowledge of sex enjoyment akovidam therefore almost foolish asamparaya without knowledge of the next life abhimukham looking forward aswastanavidam one who does not know what is happening next pashum like animals Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada P. Jai. Translation. How can I expect to unite with others who are neither conversant about sex nor capable of knowing how to enjoy life while living or after death? Such foolish persons are like animals because they do not know the process of sense enjoyment in this life and after death. I don't want you to repeat. The purport, since there are 8,400,000 species of life, there are also many different living conditions. In the lower grade of life, in plant and tree life, there is no system for sexual intercourse. In the upper grades, in the life of birds and bees, there is sex. But the insects and animals do not know how to actually enjoy sex life. In the human form of life, however, there is full knowledge of how to enjoy sex. Indeed, there are many so-called philosophers who give directions on how to enjoy sex life. There is even a science called Kama Sutra, which is the science of sex. In human life, there are also such divisions as Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyasa. There is no sex life except in Grihastha or householder ashram. The Brahmachari is not allowed any sex. A Vanaprastha voluntarily refrains from sex, and the sannyasi is completely renounced. The karmis do not practice Brahmacharya, Vanaprastha and sannyas life, for they are very much interested in Grihastha life. In other words, a human being is very much materially inclined. Indeed, all living entities are materially inclined. They prefer Grihastha life because there is a concession for sex. The karmis think the other stages of life are worse than animal life. For animals also have sex, whereas the brahmachari, vanaprastha and sannyasi completely give up sex. The karmis therefore abhor this. The karmis therefore abhor these orders of spiritual life. Abhor is opposite of adore. Adore means I respect, and abhor is I hate, I dislike. So Srila Prabhupada explains it very clearly. Most of you know it. I will not touch this subject anymore today. Let's see, this subject matter here in this chapter. Last time I gave class was the Puranjana, who traveled through the universe everywhere, and he found that no cities are better. They are all useless. He went everywhere, he found no good place. That was the topic last time I did. So we continue from there. So So he came to the conclusion that na sadhu manyeta sarva bhutale yavati pura. Whatever cities in this planet we find, they are not good enough to enjoy. So he was kind of morose, hopeless. So he was wondering. And Ekada, the very next sloka, continues. Ekada, one day, while he's wandering in the planet, he came across to Himalaya, Dakshineshwarasthana, the south part of the Himalaya, which is this area, Bharatavarsha. Dadarsa Navabhya Dwarbhi Purim Lakshita Lakshanam. He found a city with the 9 gates. And Lakshita Lakshanam, it was full of all kinds of desirable things. So this the city of 9 gates is compared to this body. This body has 9 gates. That has been explained to you in the previous classes. And so in this, so he goes around the city and sees it's very nice. And by chance he also found there was a girl standing in front of the city. And she was so beautiful. When Puranjana saw this girl, he started glorifying her. And she was so beautiful, she was so good, you know, so nicely built. And her body was so charming. And so he glorified so much so that he compared her with Lakshmi. And you are so beautiful, you are so wonderful, so nice. Your teeth are so nice, your nose is so nice, and your eyes are so nice. All that, you know, the beauty of, you know, as the womanly beauty. So he described everything, and finally he came to the conclusion that you must be Lakshmi Devi, you know. I figured. But wait a minute, I may be wrong. He said, I compare you to Lakshmi Devi, but I don't see, you know, Lakshmi Devi holds a lotus on her hand, but I don't see any lotus on your hand. What happened? Did you throw it away before I came here? I think you are not Lakshmi. You are somebody else. If you tell me, please tell me, who are you? So he gets her identity. He explains, and he said, all these men around you, who they are, and all these girls, the women with you, who they are. So when she comes, she explains. She explains that all these men, they are the guards, and these women, they are my servants. And there is one snake who is protecting the city. And the comparison, the snake is the life air. And Srila Prabhupada explains that even. When we are asleep, the life is always awake, the life is always going on, it's on duty. So the snake of this city is always awake, and he protects us. That's what that girl is saying. That girl's name is Puranjani. Puranjana found Puranjani. That's a good match. They didn't have to go to a matchmaker. Name is similar, that means everything could be almost similar. There is no problem. So, Abhyananda Tatam Viram Hasanti Viram Ohita. So this girl also, because he was glorifying her so much by, you know, talking, she also got captured by his words. So she became attracted to him, and she accepted him. And she explains more. Goes on to say that you know, this city is here with 9 gates, but I don't know who had made this for us, probably, but I don't know who had made this, and I don't know either where I come from, whose daughter I am, I don't know, but anyway, the fortune by our good fortune, I have met you, and you're so good, so handsome, so, you know, like a hero, powerful, look like. So I want to accept you as my husband. Who else I can go? That's today's sloka says. Kam na kadanyam ramaye. How can I enjoy my life except you? And if I give up you, then I will have no one. Kam na kadanyam ramaye. Because he was explaining to her so much, talking to her so much, so she found that he knows all the signs of life, you know, all the signs that we need to know. So now she is saying, how can I take anybody except you? Somebody else, maybe not knowledgeable. Aratigyam, maybe not knowledgeable in certain gratifying the senses. Akobidam, he may be very foolish, not knowing enough anything. So this is reality you can see in the world. Every girl, when she chooses a husband, the boy, to be husband, she finds all qualities in him. You know, without him, will be all zero, nobody else, there will be nobody else. She founds him having all qualities. He is great, he is a hero, he is beautiful, he is charming, he is knowledgeable, he is wonderful, everything. Sometimes I used to wonder, you know, when people get older, they become not so beautiful. So when I was young, you know, like 10, 12 years old, how can that Mataji got married to that man? He's not beautiful. One time I asked my neighbor friend in the village. We used to play together. And his auntie, she already had children like my age. We used to play together. But the one day I asked, you know, this fellow, how come your auntie got married to that man? He doesn't have any teeth in his mouth. He doesn't look very beautiful. And then he said, okay, I'll find out. So 2 days ago again I said, did you find out? And he said, yes, I asked my father, my grandmother. She said, well, when she got married to this man, he was handsome, he was wonderful, he was, you know, he had all teeth, and he was, you know, beautiful, handsome. But now he's over 50 years old, what do you expect? There's no teeth in the body, and all this, you know, the face is like a shrink. The beauty goes away, the charmness goes away after a time. We are getting into that stage gradually. But in that particular time, when the time comes, the boy likes a girl, maybe the girl likes a boy, and they find in each other all so-called good qualities. And so everybody gets married in time. Asamparaya vimukham. Asamparaya vimukham. Means somebody may not be knowledgeable what's going to happen next. Asamparaya means tomorrow. There is another word called aswastana. Swastana means tomorrow, aswastana means not tomorrow. They don't care for tomorrow. You know, it's only today. Today we are healthy, let's enjoy. Let's enjoy. And the last word is pashum. Pashum means those who are acting like animals. Pashu means animal. Animal acting is, Srila Prabhupada explains, acting like animal means eating, sleeping, mating and defending. There's a nice verse that Chanakya quotes in his Niti Shastra. Ahara nidra bhaya maithunani samanyamita pasubhir narana. This ahara is eating. Nidra is sleeping. Bhaya is protecting ourselves. You know, bhaya is fear, but then we have to protect from the fear. And Maithuna is mating. These four things are equal in animal life and human life. And human are also doing the same thing. They are doing it in different style or different grades. Human being may be doing the same thing in little higher grades. Animals are doing the lower grade, but the things are same. But then what is the difference? Srila Prabhupada quotes it quite a few times to make it clear. What is the difference between ours and the life of an animal? The difference is dharmo hi tesam adhiko visesho dharme nahi na pashubhishamana. Dharma is only one in human life. Dharma is what? Dharma sanushtika punsam visvapsena kathashuyaha. Dharma is to be engaged in the topic of Vishwakshena, Lord Sri Krishna. If you are engaged in hearing and chanting of the glories of Sri Krishna, then it is dharma. Then this makes a difference in our life, that we are doing something special. Why? Because this is only thing that makes our upliftment. It's upliftment. Asturnam yateta na pateta na mrityu yavat. So Lord Krishna mentions in the 11th canto that we are here to make progress, to make advancement. Turnam yateta na pateta na mrityu yavat. We are here to constantly endeavor for advancement. Anumrityu yavat. Until the death. Until the death arrives, we should be simply chanting the Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, the holy name of Lord Krishna, and hearing the topics of Krishna, hearing Krishna Katha, to keep ourselves up and up, to upgrade ourselves. If you use computer, there is always some notice of upgrade, now you upgrade. What happens if you upgrade? Your machine runs better, it's faster, it's clear, and more efficient. So if we upgrade ourselves, then what happens? Our mind is pure, our heart is pure, and our food is pure, our words are pure. And you can see those who are degraded, you can see their words, you can see their life, how degraded, you know, how degraded, you can see. There are always bad words coming in their mouths, nothing good to speak, no good examples in their life. So the degradation is always there. We have gone through this. Degradation lasts so many lifetimes. 8,400,000. Then the first sentence in this purport, Srila Prabhupada starts. Since there are 8,400,000 spheres of life, there are also many different living conditions. 8,400,000 spheres of life. And if we miss this chance, the human form of life, without cultivating our the Krishna consciousness, without being engaged in dharma, then we'll miss this chance and we'll go through this, we must have to go through this 8,400,000 species of life. I don't know how many millions of years it will take to come back to human form of life again. So there is a warning. Turnam yateta. न पतेत नेवर डिग्रे पूर्णम यतेत ऑलवेज कॉन्स्टेंटली एंगेज एंडेवर टू अपग्रेड योर सेल्फ एंड न पतेत नेवर डिग्रेड अनु मृत्यु अंटिल द डेथ अराइव्स Not that, you know, we say 6 months and one year we'll chant, we'll get initiation after that Hari Bol. I get initiation, now it's up to Guru Maharaj. He will take me back to guard it, it's his job. My job is done. And this is, you know, it's a material mentality. This is not, it doesn't work like that. Radha Govinda Maharaj explains that Guru also have to uplift himself. He's not going to take, you know, burden of, you know, your, because you have taken initiation from him. So you take all the burden on his head, you know, in his head and remain in the same place. Guru also have to uplift himself. He's not going to stop there, okay, I'm a guru now, give me your karma. I'm going to take it. No. Everyone has to, you know, endeavor for this. The spiritual master, he initiates, he makes a connection, and then everyone has to go. Everyone has to go. Everyone has to uplift. Nisreyashaya. Uplift for what? Nisreyashaya. Nisreyasha means getting back to Godhead. Nisreyasha. You know, there are Shreyas and Prayas. Prayas. Shreyas means ultimate benefit and Prayas means immediate benefit. Immediate benefit is that, you know, you like this pizza, you go and buy from the restaurant. You know, immediate benefit. You know, I have money in the pocket. Buy pizza, enjoy, Hari Bol. But no, ultimate benefit, Shreyas is, no, I don't want to eat pizza. I better fast now and chant a little more rounds. There will be lunch, there will be prasadam. So you're fasting and chanting more rounds, it gives you more power, more shakti, spiritual shakti. Visaya khalu sarvatasya. Visaya, sense enjoyment, is in every piece of life, you will find. Every piece of life. Dog is enjoying, the cat is enjoying, hog is enjoying, elephant is enjoying, every animal is enjoying. Just, you know, there is only, where is enjoyment? They are simply looking for enjoyment. Human being, they are traveling, going here, going there, the animals are also going. The human being has some business to do. But if they are not connected to Krishna, their business is ultimately connecting, resulting in sense gratification. Once you are devotee, you have connection with Krishna, you know, hearing and chanting, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada, Sevanam, then your business is different. Whatever you do, yat karosi, yat asnasi, yat juhosi, tadasi, yat. Whatever we do, whatever we perform, it all is being done for Krishna. Yat tapasyasi kante, yat purusha madarpanam. Krishna said, yeah, whatever you do, you offer to me. You sacrifice for me. So that becomes Krishna, Krishnarpanam. So when all activities are become Krishna, Krishnarpanam, all offered to Krishna, then that gives us benefit, spiritual benefit. Otherwise, whatever business we do, is everything results in sense gratification. So there is no difference. Animals are also running. So Prabhupada says animals are running on four legs and human beings are running on four wheels. Four wheels. But if our intention is different, our intention is Krishna conscious, that's what makes difference. Mithuni bhava metam. Animals or non-devotees, they are always running for mithuni bhavam. Mithuni bhavam means sex. So, to uplift ourselves, what is there? To uplift ourselves, we have Shravanam Kirtanam. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atmanivedanam. The nine kinds of different activities are given for the devotees. Shravanam, we can hear the topics of Krishna, hear from the spiritual master, hear from advanced souls, Sukadeva Goswami explains so nicely why this Puranjana and Puranjani's characteristics. You can see in 10th canto, the Putana, when he came yesterday, Chaitanya Chandra wrote mentioning about Putana. Right? Sukadeva Goswami mentions, he describes so in detail how the Putana came. He does not say how, where she was born, and whose daughter she was, but at least since she appeared in the scene, he described so in detail, once he came to Gokul to feed poison to Krishna. He described that she changed her form. She was so beautiful. She was like Lakshmi. She was holding lotus in her hand. And she went in directly inside one where Krishna was lying. And she started feeding Krishna her breast milk. Of course, she had the poison there on her breast. She was thinking that Krishna will die. And it goes on, until the death, even after death, what happens? Sukadeva Goswami explains. How he says that because Krishna has taken the breast milk of Putana, when she died, and so her body was so huge, it was like so many kilometers big. So they couldn't drag it, so they had to chop in so many pieces and have to make so many piles and burn it. And after this body was burnt, so nice fragrance was coming out of this. Katadhumasya dehasya. When this body was burning, Sukadeva Goswami explains, he describes that the smell was not like ordinary. When ordinary body is getting burnt, you see a very horrible smell comes. But when Putana's body was getting burnt, it was fragrance like aguru. Aguru Saurabha. It smelled like aguru. You know what is aguru? With the name, we make agarbatti here in this world, but we don't get that kind of smell. Aguru is the fragrance element in heavenly planets. If here was the religious movie, you will see that devatas walking in the heaven, right? And they are walking on the cloud. But this is not a cloud. What happens in the palace, in the heavenly planet, on the palace, the ladies. They burn the aguru, and this aguru, just like when you put some, or you burn incense, the smell, the smoke comes out, right? The same way they burn the aguru, and the smell, the smoke from the aguru, it pervades everywhere, the whole room, and from their windows, everywhere the smoke goes out. But it's not an ordinary smoke. Just the fragrance of the aguru, it smells, it does not disturb. If you walk through this smoke, it does not disturb, burning your eyes or some thing. The smell, fragrance. So all of that, the heavenly planet is full of aguru smell and of the smoke. And they walk on underneath. And you don't see them walking on the ground. Of course, they don't walk on the ground. When they come here, people from heavenly planet, when they come here, they don't stand on the ground. They start, stand a little higher. That is one of the symptoms of demigods. People from heavenly planet. I think I mentioned this before also. They have three symptoms. How to know somebody is from heavenly planet? When they come here, they don't stand on the ground, first of all. Second, they will not blink their eyes. Third, they will not have perspiration in their body. So that's why you know somebody is from higher planets. If you see anywhere, let me know. So, कटधूमस्य देहस्य धूमस्य गुरुशौरभ उत्थिता कृष्ण निर्माण निर्भुक्त बिकॉज वाई दैट हैपन परीक्षित महाराज मे बी आस्किंग क्वेश्चन हाउ व्हाई यू आर एक्सप्लेनिंग यू नो डिस्क्राइबिंग लाइक दिस Putanasi was a rakshasi and she came to kill Krishna with the poison and you were saying that after she died and so, you know, it gives you aguru the fragrance from her body you know I kind of not liking this Asukadeva Goswami says no it is natural because Krishna has taken the breast milk from Putana and because Krishna has touched her breast and taken something from there either milk or poison, I don't know. And therefore, she was immediately free from all her sins. So that her body became spiritual. So therefore, when they burn this body, so the fragrance comes. As we see in the fifth canto of Rishabhdev, he retired and he went to the forest, right? His body was spiritual. So the description goes on that he would pass stool and urine anywhere. He didn't care for his own hygiene. But from his stool, the fragrance was coming to the miles. From miles away, you can feel the fragrance. It is spiritual. So how comes Putana, such a rakshasi, could get the mercy of Krishna. So it's very bewildering. Sukadeva Goswami explains further. Putana lokabalagni rakshasi rudhirasana jighamsayapi harae tanam gatva pasadgatim. Putana, her name is not nice. Apparently, if you see Putana, Puta means purifying, Na means not. It's not purifying, it's dirty. Name is so dirty. And what? Her activities was nice? No, she was not. Loka Balagni, she was killing. Her business was, she was killing the babies, the children of people. What a great thing it was. So sinful. Or maybe her nature was good? No. Rakshasi, she was born Rakshasi, she was born as a demoness. Or maybe she was eating a nice breakfast, shakari, a non-vegetarian. No, that's not. Rudhirasana, she would drink only blood. She would kill and drink the blood. That was her food. Nothing good so far, right? Her name is not good, character is not good. She was born Rakshasi. And her food is blood. So what is the reason Krishna gave her liberation? Jighamsayapi haraye. Sukadeva Goswami says, even though she came to kill Krishna, Jighamsaya, her desire was to kill Krishna. That's why Kansa had appointed her. So, okay, I will do this job. I'll go and kill him. How you will kill him? Well, I put a poison on my breast and I'll go there as a beautiful woman and nobody will question. I'll feed him my breast. He will die. Jighamsayapi, her desire, the burning desire, because she had a friendship with Kansa and Kansa had given this job to her. So she said, oh, this is my cherished desire. I want to kill Krishna. Today he will be finished. Vartighansayapi haraye stanam dattva. She gave her breast to Krishna to suck the milk. Her idea was to kill him. Stanam dattva. But even though she had desire to kill him, so she offered Krishna something nice. What? She was trying to feed him milk. Probably there was no milk. There was only poison. But anyway, she offered to him. Tat Purushva Madarpanam. Krishna said, whatever you do, just offer to me. So, Putana had offered whatever she had poison on her breast, she offered this to Krishna. Krishna accepted Sanam Dattva Apa Sadgatim. Because of that, Krishna had given her Sadgati. Sadgati means ultimate liberation. So what was Uddhava in third canto glorifies this nature of Krishna, how merciful he is. Aho bakiyam stanakalakutam jighamsaya payayadapya sadvi lebhe gatim dhatyuchitam tatonyam kambadayalum saranam brajema. Who else could be so merciful, so kind, except Krishna? Krishna, who gave liberation to Baki. Baki means that Putana. Baki means Bakasura's sister. Putana was the sister of Bakasura, that's what she called Baki. Then a Kalakutam, she came with this poison, Jighamsaya, with the desire of killing. Levi Gatim, she achieved Gatim Bhatri Jitam. She achieved the place, the liberation that's supposed to be given to Mother Yashoda after, much later. But she immediately got Kambadayalam Sharanam Rajema. Who else could be so merciful? Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. We are already, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we are already at the shelter, kind shelter of Krishna. We are chanting the holy name, we are listening Srimad Bhagavatam. We can hope, we can always hope that there is always, Krishna is always there. Krishna is always there. Even after so many years of chanting and practicing devotional service, I may fall down, I may be a deviant sometime, maybe something happens. I don't really desire this, but if sometimes that happens, but Krishna will be always there. Krishna will always, because he is Suhida. Suhidam Sarabhutanam, right? Because he is Suhida, he always wants our benefit. He always benefits us. So we can always hope that Krishna is there and Krishna is so merciful, as Uddhava glorifies. And never go away from the shelter of Krishna. So in this way we can, one day we can, every day we can elevate ourselves thinking of Krishna, chanting of Krishna's holy name, and of course advanced devotees like Gopinathaji Prabhu, we can seek for his advice and his mercy in case of difficulties, and we can always progress being in the shelter of advanced devotees. So I would like to stop here if there's any questions. Hare Krishna. Vasudev Prabhu. Please give the mic.
Thank you, Prabhu. You mentioned that if we do not take advantage of this human form, that we will go down to the animal species. And you even mentioned the whole cycle again, which I'm not sure if that's always the case. Is it the case that when one fails the human form, that he has to do again the 8,400,000 species? So that's my first question. And the second question is, one logic of the human form of life and practicing to some extent, because the great majority of devotees in this world, they they do some devotional service, they do some pious activities. So my understanding is that those, to the extent that they are more pious than they are sinful, they take again human birth to continue their progress, as long as they are more sincere than they are not sincere.
Yeah, yeah, that's
that
difference.
My second question. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
That's the difference. Being in devotional life, being in the society of devotees, and outside, those who are never connected, those who never have chance to come to the Krishna consciousness, for them, it will be the case that once they lose this chance, they will have to go through. They may be ajnata sukriti sometimes if they have got some mahaprasad from devotees, if they have seen devotees, if they have unknowingly chanted holy name, that gives them ajnata sukriti, and you know they may not have to go through all that species of life, right? But then they may get some benefit and come in contact with devotees next life. And in case of devotees, we have done so much practice, we can always measure so much practice, and if we were not made to advance ourselves really on the top platform, and then you know we leave this body, but whatever that we have done, we will continue from there in our next life. Srila Prabhupada said not to leave this for next life. Go back to Godhead in this life. This life, not to keep it for next. But in some cases, if that happens, then we can always hope that there is again this opportunity. We'll find the opportunity and continue from there.
My first question.
Yeah, first question that I said that in case of those people who have never chance to come in contact with devotees, our holy name, for them it will be a very dangerous situation. They will have to go through all the spaces again.
The question was whether automatically one has to go through 8,400,000 forms or not necessarily.
Yeah, they will have to go. If they never had, you see, in 7th canto, Yamaraj has said to his messenger that Jihuva Navakti Bhagavad Guna Nama Dheyam. If somebody never had chanted Krishna's name, he never had think of Krishna in his mind, he never had bowed his head down, in front of Krishna, bring them here. Bring them here. Yamaraj said, bring them here. But those who are devotees, those who have tilak, those who have kanti mala and chanting in the beach, Hare Krishna, don't go to them. They are my masters. I am afraid of them. Don't go to them. But those who have never chanted, Jivva Nabhakti Bhagavad Guna Nama Deyam, those whose tongue never chanted Krishna's name, those whose head never bowed down to Krishna, never think of Krishna, bring them here. So when they go to hell, I mean, in Yamaraj's city, then they have to go through all this, all these experiences and all the different space of life. That's a difficulty. I mean, that is in case of those who have never came in contact with the holy name. But those who are already in Krishna consciousness, they are in different situation. Is that clear enough, Prabhu? Is that clear enough?
No, this doesn't answer my question, but never mind.
Okay, we can discuss on that. So, Prabhuji, here?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, your class was excellent, but I have one or two questions. Like we say in Krishna consciousness, we learn art of dying. And in art of dying, when you are devotee, then obviously your last wishes will be towards the devotee again.
Yes.
So there is possibility of reward as devotee. I mean, from young age. And whereas in case of non-devotees, it's also said that at the time of death, whatever your best of wishes, God normally satisfies, whether you are devotee or non-devotee. Can you explain this point about non-devotees?
Yes, Lord Krishna in 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, he says, yam yam vapi smaran bhavam, tejatyante kalevaram. Whatever state of mind you have, whatever you think at the time of death, that's where you go. We'll see in Bhagavatam Canto 9, I think, King Pururava died when while thinking of Urvashi, because he was with Urvashi. Urvashi left him, and he died thinking of her. And then he was born in Urvashi Loka, in Apsara Loka. So he was with Urvashi in his next life. He enjoyed for many, many years. We will hear this again in 11th canto. Lord Krishna, talking to Uddhava, he quotes this again, King Pururava. And there is a Aila Gita, how Pururava became distasteful in sense gratification. He gave up the association of Urvashi, and he totally engage himself in thinking of Krishna. And there is some nice quotation there. So, the thinking at the time of death, the state of mind, have something to do. You know, if we have good wishes, and you know, based on that, you get best in next life. And so, the example of Ajamila, what we see, you know, at the time of death, he chanted to Narayana. Even though that was not for him, for Lord Vishnu, he was calling simply his son, but the name is belongs to Krishna. Therefore, he got second chance. That's what Prabhupada wrote in the book, second chance. He got second chance. And he realized, Ajamila realized, oh, by chanting Narayana name, even though I was calling my son, this benefit I got. You know, Yamadutas went away, and I was saved. If I give up everything in chant holy name, then it'll be much better, you know. So, so then he becomes renounced, and then becomes liberated, chanting the holy name. So state of mind is always, therefore Krishna gives this austerity for us. The state of mind, yeah. There's activity of mind. Mana prasada sautantam mauna atmanigraha ava sansuddhi. Mana prasada means keeping mind always happy. Shaumyatvam. Shaumyatvam means not being arrogant. Maunam, talk less. Or just talk about Krishna katha. Atmanigraha, control mind from going everywhere. And bhava sansuddhi, the thought has to be purified. Keep always good wishes, good thoughts. Nothing bad. Not to think anything bad to anybody. Anything bad. So bhava sansuddhi, the thoughts are purified. Bhava sansuddhi ityata tapo manasamacha. This is the austerity of mind, to keep the thoughts always pure, thinking pure. So that makes us, you know, maybe that will help, of course, that will help us when we die, think of Krishna. So, is that fine?
Thank you very much.
Hari Bol. Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.